And what happened to the local boys from the bay who marched bravely off to the war? Taken from letters, diaries, their memories of the war, as well as some of the relevant items from the newspaper of the time, their words give us an understanding of what it was like for the ordinary soldier, not the version of the history books. The call for volunteers to fight sounded like the chance of a great adventure or a way of escaping backbreaking and tedious work for many young men. This is what it seemed for Clarence Methven Perkins, known locally as Ted. A few months after the start of World War I, Ted Perkins was working at a timber mill at Stalker. Stalker lies between Lavers Hill and Beech Forest. Deciding to enlist in the army, he walked to Apollo Bay to get his father's consent. The next day he walked to Beech Forest, and although only 18, he gave his age at 19 and presented himself for examination. He was passed as fit to fight for his country, given a rail pass, and the next day was at St Kilda Road Army Headquarters in Melbourne. There he was given a uniform and, with other recruits, was marched to Flinders Street Station to board the train that was taking them to Royal Park for training. Here was Ted in Melbourne, the first step in what he saw as his chance to see the world. This was the first time he had been to the big city, and he wrote about what he calls his first big mistake. He said that as they were boarding the train at Flinders Street,
"Someone asked, 'How's the time?' I looked around and saw plenty of clocks on the station, so I put my head out of the window, looked at all the clocks, and then turned around to the carriage full of men and said, 'There are plenty of clocks here, but they all tell a different time.' A roar of laughter went up and I felt such a fool. I couldn't get off that carriage quickly enough. I always let the other bloke speak up first after that."
It was September when he went into training to join the 15th reinforcement of the 6th Battalion at Gallipoli. However, the evacuation took place before they got there, so they landed in Egypt and were trained for the artillery and were sent to Armentières in France. Ted's war was spent along the French and Belgian borders, known as the Western Front. Writing about the war later in life, he tells about what happened in August 1918 when he was wounded at the battle where they destroyed Big Bertha, the large howitzer used with the devastating results by the Germans in destroying the Belgian forts.
"What a day. We advanced 12 miles. That meant that we captured most of the German guns, even Big Bertha. But the Germans had blown her up, so we couldn't use her. It was a few days after that that a shell landed at my feet, and that finished the war for me. I put a hole through my leg, and a large piece of shell got me in the head. This jagged piece broke a small hole near the hairline above my ear. Funny thing about this, years later, after I was married, the wound festered, and May, my wife, pricked it with a needle, and a piece of shrapnel popped out. After I was wounded, I was sent to a hospital in London. I was discharged medically unfit on the 16th of March 1919 after 1,276 days in the army. They didn't even give me a pair of civvy pants to wear home."
Ted had returned to Australia on the hospital ship Orontes. He was fit enough to take up civilian life in Apollo Bay, first assisting with the surveying of roads and cutting timber for the butter factory. He was then to take up farming, renting Glen Lovey, his father's farm. Ted died in Apollo Bay in 1979 at the age of
83.